My name is Kier Mugwaneza. I was born in Burundi in 1976. I was born from a large family. I had about 24 siblings, brothers and sisters. I was one of the youngest, so I had a lot of fun. You know, it was, sharing meal together, bedroom, like, you know, three or four people together. So it was a large family and it was fun. And still now, like, all my relatives are either in Africa and some in Canada and some in Europe. But most of them are still in Africa. My country neighborhood, it's a tropical country close to the equator. So the weather is pretty much dry and rainy season. And there's a big lake and a beach. So it was really nice and cool. The culture is different. The way people interact, the food is different. And for me, just being here and everybody else is there, that's another difference too, you know. Transportation, infrastructures, roads and all that. We played a lot of soccer, even going to school, coming from the school. Sometimes we just go to school playing soccer, just hit the ball, run. So we did a lot of that, playing a lot with a lot of kids in the neighborhood after school, going to school, coming to school, because we had to work certain distance from home to school. I went to elementary school, high school, and the part of the college that I did in Rwanda was in French. But we had English classes just like a separate subject, like once or twice a week. But I knew I was not able to have a conversation in English. So I had to take ESL classes at La Roche my first two semesters. I had to study English. I came to Pittsburgh because I got a scholarship to come to La Roche College. So I had a scholarship from the school here and the government in Rwanda. We came as a group of students. So the first time I came, our first stop was Atlanta. That was the airport where we got there first. It was my first time to see a bathroom where the water from the tub, it comes just by hands motion. You don't have to turn it on or off. That was a big thing for me. The first impression is you are in a different world. Everything looks different. But it was also tough because it was my first time to go away from my family for that time and that far. But it was pretty much our positive things, you know. And we had people to help us around and all that. And people were happy to see us and help us around. So I think people were very nice. That was one of my first impressions. I was lucky and blessed. I was born in a relatively middle-class family. My dad had a business. So we were not rich, but at the same time, you know, we had enough to eat. We went to school, all of us, and that was a big deal at that time. The struggle, I would say, was more of not being considered as a citizen of Burundi. I was born in Burundi, but my citizenship is Rwanda. So we were not considered as citizens. So that was tough as far as school. You have to get certain grades to pass your fifth grade or sixth grade. But when I was a student in Burundi, like to finish elementary school, because I was not a citizen, I had to have higher grades than local student. I mean, my parents went through a lot to get to Burundi. But by the time I was born, it was just a normal family. We had a house and all that. But for them, it was different. Favorite aspect of the U.S.? Like I say, from the beginning, people were very nice and helpful. The other thing is just, the culture of independence, you know, teaching people to learn on their own and be successful. And I think that's really good. One thing, you have to be ready. The culture is different from a lot of non-Western countries, like non-Europe countries. So you have to be ready to learn and work hard. Whether you're a student, whether you're looking for a job, you have to work hard to succeed here. So that's very, very important. You know, just be open, understand, and work hard. Whatever you want to do, school, work, it's very, very important to understand that. And be independent.